Is magic real? If it is, prove it. Is magic real? Prove it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Is magic real? And we are asked to prove it if we feel that it is. Everything about life is magic. Magic is the special thing that takes place in our lives, that takes place in our world, that takes place everywhere we are. Magic is that special thing that tells us how wonderful we are, that tells us just how magical we are and how fantastic things are, that they don't have to be logical. Now, in the courses of the University of Healing and in the first undergraduate course, we teach God is neither reasonable or logical. God is neither reasonable or logical. There is no reason nor any logic to all the things that the divine has brought forth into the universe, that the divine has brought forth into life, that the temporary bodies that we have and the temporary lifespans that we have, the temporary worlds and universes that we have that are always changing and changing, and the tectonic plates of the world that are moving across the face of the earth ever so slowly, but in millions of years they change the total image of the surface of the earth from one set of one set of continents to another set of continents. And is that magic? My goodness sakes, it's magic. But it's a geological magic. It's a thing that takes place in geology. Why? What's the reason for it? What is the purpose for it? Is it logical? Does it have to be? Not at all. Scientists today are working in the field of computers, and they're working in the field of networking and things of that nature. And these things, they say, it's so logical, it's so reasonable, it works on a certain program. Well, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Logic and reason are perhaps the foundation of the outer limit and the outer awareness, but the inner limit and the inner awareness are never really known. Can you explain or can you understand how a sound is transmitted from one side of the universe to another, from one planet to another? Planets, distant space. And when we send our spaceships up, we have communication with that spaceship, even though it's miles away from where the headquarters are. And what's going on when sending out film around the world, pictures around the world, where people can have television and they can bring out the movies that are being played in Los Angeles, and they're played in South Africa, they're played in Egypt, they're played in Canada, they're played in China, Tibet, and everywhere around the world they're played, wherever they can bring them through. Now, they don't have to have an electrical cord that goes around. They don't have to have the same electrical circuit. They can have a generator that generates electricity or brings about electricity, a wind generator or a sun generator or anything at all. And they can have, with that power that they bring forth, even just batteries that they have carry around, they can bring forth these things from around the world. Magic, magic, magic. Telephones that send messages around the world, the cell phones and how magical they are. My goodness, is magic real? Oh, it's been proven again and again and again how real it is. And no logic and no reason can explain it. Oh, it explains parts of it, or explains this little bit or that little bit. But to truly explain it, to truly tell what's going on, we just don't know. But we do know that it works. We do know that it's a principle, and as we practice the principle brings forth the ideas for us in just the way we'd like to have it. We practice the principle of the light, as Edison had done, and he found a light bulb, and he found a way of making illumination. He found a way, and then it expanded and expanded to electricity, and then electricity being in different households and on the streets, being electricity being inexpensive enough for everyone to use and enjoy in all parts of the world, a magical thing. You say, well, not everyone around the world does it. Well, those who have their worlds and those who have their countries upgraded to the latest of this technique, they have it. Now, just like people living in third world countries who may not have certain things, we too, go back a few hundred years, we didn't have it either, not even a few hundred years. Go back just 50 years or 75 years, we didn't have many of these things that we have today. We didn't have many of the things that are here today, the magical things, the wonderful things, because we didn't want it. And when we wanted it, when we sought it, when we created it, when we brought it forth in our mind, when we practiced it, when we put it into practice, when we took all of our logic and all of our reason and showed how it could be done, then we took the illogical and unreasonable aspects of how sound travels and how things... Just take another illustration here. When you hear sound in your ear, in your head, you're not hearing sound, the big boom or what have you. You're hearing a vibration. You're hearing a sensation. You're not hearing the sound itself. You're hearing what you think the sound is. And it is how your inner ear detects it and then interprets it and then tells you what it is. And when you see something, you don't see things the way you think you see them. You see them as you interpret them. And your eyes receive this image. And the image is first sent out and then it's received back. And how magical, how marvelous this is. And how unusual this is. Yes, but we practice it and we practice it. We live it and we see it and we know it and we enjoy it. And we say, yes, that's the way it works. But that's not the way it works. That's only one of the many infinite number of ways that it could be brought forth. Only one of the infinite ways that sound could be understood. How does sound go through the atmosphere when there is nothing to conduct it through the atmosphere? It just goes, it goes to a receiver. And if there's no receiver, the sound can be sent everywhere and it'll be received nowhere unless it's received. Now, there have been people in a dentist chair who are able to hear exquisitely well when the dentist touched a certain part of their jaw or their tooth, and they bring this forth. Now, how can that be? The hearing is done in our ears. The hearing is done in our head, yes, but our ears, not in our jaw. And yet, they're working on that as a possibility. They're working on the possibility of putting transistors in the hearing aspect of some people whose hearing is no longer viable. And as they're doing this, they're finding that these people hear more exquisitely than anyone else. And they think, wouldn't this be something if everyone had this type of hearing? Wow! But the people who were denied this hearing for whatever reason, health-wise or whatever, now are being able to hear in ways they never thought possible. And people who lost their limbs for some reason and had other limbs replacing the limb that they lost, and the limb that replaced it gave them more power, more strength, more ability than the limbs they had had themselves. Oh, we are only beginning to understand the magic of our life. Is magic real? Magic is so real and so wonderful and so fantastic. If we would just let go and let the divine in us shine forth the magic that is in us, we would find that there's a world of magic in us. There's a world of magic around us. There's a world of magic for us to live, for us to see, and for us to practice it. And as we practice that, the fact the magic is there, the magic is indeed there. As we practice the fact that the magic is forevermore in our hearts, in our being, in our world, then it is there forevermore. Magic is real, and it's being proven again and again and again. And we haven't even begun to prove the magic that is far more magnificent than anything we ever dreamed about. Flight is fantastic, sound is fantastic, sight is fantastic. All these things are fantastic. And the day comes when we say we are the infinite and we do not need water, food, air. We don't need any of these things. We may use them or may not use them, but we don't need them because they are not necessary to who we really are. Can you believe that? Can you know that? Can you experience that? Can I experience that? We are experiencing it every moment of our life. And every moment of our life is becoming more and more exciting as the magic that is very real is being proved to us in every area of our life. And how great that is, how wonderful that is. And that's what you and I, as the Absolute Philosopher, experience every moment of our life. Have a great day. Magic is real.